Okay.
Hi.
So how's it going? You say you're cranked up now. How long you been rolling?
Wow, boy. We've been on the road now. This is about the second month. We still got till March to go.
Really? Where are you hitting?
Oh, all the major cities, you know. We just came from Madison Square Garden, and we've been having real good success on the tour, you know, considering what's going on economically and with a lot of other bands, you know. But I've been selling out all over. It's been great so far. Wow. Hope that our luck holds up.
you're getting out of the country at all?
Yeah. In March we'll go to, March we'll go to Japan, Australia.
Oh, so in other words, you're going to do like 5 months just in the U.S.
Yeah, pretty much. Some of the bigger markets we waste about 3 days, 4 days there. 2 days just goofing around, the other days playing, you know.
What do you do when you're goofing around?
Oh, chase women, get drunk, take the limousine out, wreck the limousine, throw the televisions out of the hotel room. Just about anything. We've got to keep our image upheld. That's the thing.
Did you see what happened with Molly Hatchet out in Illinois?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that was in Springfield. They'll learn to start trashing the bigger cities now. They're moving.
You guys ever been busted for that?
They're moving up. Oh, too many times.
Really?
Oh, too many times.
What was the last time?
Well, see, usually, though, they don't care as long as you pay for it. But Molly Hatchet got a raw deal because they paid for it, all the damages, and the guy is still pressing criminal charges. And a couple of them told me they're facing time, you know, possibly. That's how heavy it is. But Springfield, Illinois is a weird place. Van Halen was arrested there also. So that's like a rock and roll trap up there. You should behave there.
Well, maybe he's trying to get the word out, you know?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I used to have a match. Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I got a match. I'm missing an ashtray, though.
Back here.
Oh, is this it?
That's it.
That's a psychedelic ashtray.
In the Eye of the Storm, you're number 58. It's been selling pretty consistently.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen with it?
I hope it goes farther than 58.
Yeah.
It's just a bad time. You know, we're up against a lot of competition right now. But it has sold quite a few, and our airplay is good. And you know, our concerts just keep getting bigger and bigger, you know. So it's becoming a thing where the album sales don't even have anything to do with the concerts. People just come to see us. We could probably tour without an album and still sell out the Spectrum or Civic Arena in Pittsburgh. You know, these gigantic places that platinum bands can't sell out. So it's a kind of reverse thing that the Outlaws have. We're a real live band. People like to see us live.
What are you doing in this show?
What are we doing? Just ass kicking. That's about it. You know, that's what we've always been noted for. You know, I guess it's kind of a thing like the Grateful Dead. You know, they really never had a platinum or gold album until recently, until they signed with Arista. But they can sell out 250,000 seats, you know, in New Jersey or New York, San Francisco. It's kind of like that. It seems like it's taking that direction. But our album sales are consistent. We'll probably get a gold album on Eye of the Storm.
Oh, that's awesome. You have any idea? Do you have any plans at all for your next one yet?
We're going to work this one for a while. This is one of our favorite albums. Last one, Playing to Win, was a good album, but, you know, everybody was, we like it. It was just a combination of differences on that album. But this one, everybody seems to agree upon, you know, it's 58. I don't know if it's even got its bullet yet. Does it?
No bullet. It was the same thing last week, so
it hasn't
got a bullet unless it jumps a certain
number. It hasn't gone down yet.
No. It's only been out 6 weeks, right?
Yeah. Bad news. No.
What is that? Oh, hardly, man. I mean, every fucking super group in the country just about
it has an album out now.
You know, really?
Yeah.
What is it about this album that makes it your favorite?
It's just looser. It's not really a produced album. It was primarily recorded live, you know. The last one was very produced. It had a different producer and all, a guy named Robert John Lang from England. who tried to make us something that we really weren't. And it was a great album. This album is more what the Outlaws want to hear, more what the people want to hear that come to see us live, too, you know.
Who did produce this one?
Johnny Sandlin produced it. Allman Brothers and the Rockets and Greg Allman's solo projects and Delbert McClinton.
Oh, fucking right.
He's more or less from our neck of the woods, you know.
I wonder if Ollie has a tape roll and if you would do one or two quick promos.
Sure.
Great.
How y'all doing out there? This is Freddie Salem of the Outlaws, wishing you a happy... Oh, okay. Take two. How y'all doing? This is Freddie Salem of the Outlaws, and we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year along from WYSP 94 FM. How y'all doing there? This is Freddie Salem with the Outlaws. We hope you're all cranking it up with WYSP Philadelphia. How y'all doing there? This is Freddie Salem of the Outlaws. Anytime you want to know what's happening with us or anybody else, tune in Bill Fantini with the Rock Report on YSP 94 FM. How y'all doing? This is Freddie Salem of the Outlaws. Anytime you want to know what's happening with us or anybody else in rock and roll, tune in with Bill Fantini with the Rock Report on YSP 94 FM. Yes, Philadelphia, the Outlaws love you. And YSP, we'd like to thank you very much also. And you supported us a whole lot. And we love you all too. Thanks a lot.